Hi, guys. Jason Agnew here, and we're about to get into Sunday night's main event. Hour one, that is. If you'd like to hear the full show, it's available at patreon.com/snmeradio. But here's your first hour. It's like a little appetizer.
The following program is an MLWRadio.com production.
And all of these neurologists, every specialist, every doctor I've seen has said the same thing, and it is this. You are cleared.
This is Sunday night's main event.
In clear violation of the law.
With Jason Agnew.
I have a microphone and I can be louder than each and every one of you.
On TSN Radio.
I'm not finished with you!
WWE delivers evolution, Roman Reigns delivers horrendously sad news, and Saudi Arabia delivers blood money for Crown Jewel. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the best way to end your weekend. It's Sunday night's main event. My name is Jason Agnew tonight, joined by my longtime tag team partner, Dan the Mouth Oransky, and I'd like to say it's all about evolution tonight, but it's not necessarily the case. Yeah, we're going to give you the recap and rundown on tonight's show, but it was a very notable week in the world of wrestling that ranged from sad to controversial, as Monday night brought us the Roman Reigns declaration that he's once again battling leukemia. And later in the week, politics and wrestling came to a head as WWE confirmed they will indeed be holding Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia. So much to get to, so let's do just that. Taking a break and coming back with the mouth to run down a surprisingly good WWE Evolution show. You're listening to Sunday night's main event right here on TSN Radio.
Becky back to her feet. Charlotte Flair's in trouble. Becky Lynch. Oh!
Well, there you have it. It wasn't the main event on the show tonight, but I definitely felt like I wanted to play it on this show first because it was certainly the highlight. That was the last women's standing match between Charlotte and Becky Lynch. Dan the Mouth Oransky here with me in studio. Mouth couldn't ask much more out of that match.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I think a lot of us going into it, Jay, we realized that it was kind of going to be the big match of the show. It was just a question, would they put it in the main event spot? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I thought these two women delivered, and it was a great match. And as you heard from the clip there, crowd was really hot for it. I mean, they've kind of switched the roles on both of the both of the ladies here, but that's not important. The important thing is the crowd was really hot for it, and actually hot for the most of the show tonight.
Yeah, this was a very good crowd tonight. So it's WWE Evolution, the all women's pay-per-view, and a pay-per-view that was, you know, kind of lost.
Undersold would be what I said.
Very much so. And this was, you know, not completely all the WWE's fault. I mean, there was a lot of things that happened that I mentioned in the opening. The Roman Reigns announcement, the babyface and heel turns that happened as a result of that announcement. They made that decision. All of the Crown Jewel controversy
that came
out of this as well. But where I do fault WWE is in regards to what happened on Monday in the main event by doing the Dean Ambrose turn there and having Rollins and Ambrose in the main event as opposed to putting women in the main event there. And then even more so on SmackDown, which was absolutely ludicrous in my opinion, to have Jeff Hardy and Randy Orton in that main event for no reason at all.
Yeah, exactly. The end of that show should have been something with Charlotte and Becky, obviously, to build up this show. But because of all that other stuff going on, and even before that, because this pay-per-view was announced so long ago, we've had several shows before it. And so those shows have always been taking the thunder, little bits here and there. And then, yes, of course, the rain situation, Saudi Arabia. It didn't really get much of a build, but I thought the show overall really developed, as you'll see.
Yeah, it definitely did. So it started off, if you didn't watch the pre-show, you really did not miss anything.
No
there was
matches.
Not a match on it. They had a red carpet. Maria Menounos, The Rock's mom, was there. There was no reason to watch this. The pay-per-view Well, we should not be surprised that Stephanie's voice started things off in the vignette. And then we had the Mae Young commentary team tonight, which was Michael Cole, Renee, and Beth Phoenix. Michael Cole's mic was not working to kick things off, which was kind of funny. It started off with Nita Strauss, who's the guitarist that they often use. She was wailing. Along with that, Lizzie Hale was there. They sang an Evolution song, but it was not a cover of Line in the Sand, which is really what I wanted.
Unfortunately, it was not the Motorhead Evolution song. I knew we weren't going to hear that particular song during this pay-per-view, we'll hear that one at Crown Jewel.
Lillian Garcia is your announcer tonight. We won't hear it at Crown Jewel, Matt. We're getting DX there, no Evolution.
It's close.
Lillian Garcia is your announcer to start things off. And your first match, they go for the nostalgia pop. And
yes,
that's Trish Stratus and Lita versus Alicia Fox, because Alexa Bliss is injured and cannot participate tonight due to a concussion, and Mickie James. The nice thing about this, though, Mouth, is that we got the actual pop, which we have not heard for Stratus and for Lita to this point in their comeback.
Right, but please, can someone tell me why Alicia Fox was the pick to replace Alexa Bliss? I mean, if you had Mickie James on that team, why couldn't you put, like, a heel legend in that spot or something and make the whole match kind of with the legends? I thought it was weird that Fox got that spot. Regardless of that, the crowd was hot right out of the gate. Like Jay said, they really liked seeing Trish and Lita again.
Well, we couldn't see them, but we could hear them.
Well, yeah, it was kind of lit like you would see an NXT show almost, or like an old school house show where they kind of dim the lights. I don't know if that was an attendance issue. I heard that the show was predominantly sold out, right? So I'm not really sure why they went for that. But I mean, this was a really good opening match. It got the crowd excited, which is what the opening match needs to do.
And the crowd was smart. The crowd was smart because when Trish and Mickie got in the ring together,
they completely remembered
the rivalry that these two had, a match that I absolutely love from that WrestleMania
Mania,
that they did together. And the crowd recognized this. The WWE was smart enough to book the match, so they did have a face-off together. I thought it was excellent. I'm really glad that this match went as well as it could, despite having Alicia Fox in there.
Again, though, watch the match. They kept her out of the match most of the time. Fox was really not involved a lot. And the finish was Trish was pinning Mickey, and Fox was a bit slow with the save, was kind of funny there. But then Lita gave both Mickey and Fox the moonsault. They were lying side by side. And then Trish gave Mickey the chick kick and got the pin. Yeah, I thought it was the perfect way to open the show. And the crowd really enjoyed it, too. They really were into it.
Kayla was with the Bella Twins backstage. Nikki and Brie bring up Ronda, made it personal first, so they were provoked before they brought up Ronda's mother. Then they dedicated the match to Ronda's mother, and I'm sitting here thinking, Ronda's mom's going to be there later. I was wrong. Nikki says she's walking out tonight as women's champion. They kept doing these vignettes all night long with various girls backstage and what Evolution means to them, and that took us into match number two, which is the Women's Battle Royal. Everyone got an entrance!
Yes. Yes, it wasn't your typical battle royal where everybody's in the ring. You see some vignettes, and then when you come back, everybody's in the ring ready to go. No, we did not get that. They were quick, but they still gave everybody an entrance. But, you know, with a lot of the veterans in there, you know, Ivory and Tori Wilson and, you know, people like that, I think they wanted to kind of let those guys have their little bit of a, you know.
Yeah, you want that pop for sure. So Naomi, Michelle McCool, Sonya Deville, Alundra Blaze, Carmella, truth is at ringside, Zelina Vega, Kelly, your favorite. Tamina, Ember Moon, Lana, Maria, Mandy Rose, Molly Holly, Dana Brooke, Nia Jax, Ivory, Asuka, Tori Wilson, and the Iconics. The Iconics got the final entrance. They came out together. They got the microphones. They cut a promo. When they got in the ring, the bell went.
I loved it.
And they were hoofed out right away. Then, it wasn't as well booked as the all-in over-budget Battle Royal.
Oh, well, sure.
But they did a few smart things. Number one, the iconic thing that I just mentioned. And then the second thing, you saw all the current performers on the outside, and they surrounded the legends on the inside. The only thing that threw me here is Maria is part of the legends, but she's still on the roster.
Well, you know, she's considered mixed in with that group, I guess. But yeah, that was good. And then that's basically what started the match from there. Everybody just went crazy.
Kelly, first one out.
Yeah, do we need to go through all the eliminations and stuff?
Just really anything notable. I mean,
Kelly did go out very quickly. Yeah. Tori Wilson went out very quickly.
Sonny Deville, then Alundra Blaze and Maria, both by Nia Jax.
Yes.
In a very gentle fashion.
Well, for Alundra, I mean, you have to. I mean, you have to protect her a little bit. She was definitely the oldest woman in that match.
No, we talked about this. Remember, we went over. Ivory is 2 years older than Alundra Blaze.
2 years.
You and I were talking about this during the show.
Right. 2 years.
So then we had a big multi-person suplex spot.
Yep.
Everyone gets suplexed, but then Carmella gets in, does a dance break. For some reason, Ivory's still in there and does a dance break with Carmella. At this point, I'm like, all right, let's let this run with Ivory. I'm into this. I like it that the oldest lady in there is doing a dance break and looks great.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, she might have been the oldest, but of a lot of the older legends, she's always kept herself in great shape, right? You know, she knew what she was doing. Yeah, then they let Ember Moon have a little bit of a shine. She tossed out Dana Brooke. She eliminated Michelle McCool, who was in there, I thought, longer than she probably should have been.
Naomi by Tamina. And then a botch spot with Ember and Carmella. Don't quite know what they were going for.
Yeah, they were just this weird spot with Carmella swinging her, and they just kind of dropped her. And then Ember tossed Carmella there, who was my pick, so I lost on that match. you know, definitely the crowd was into it. Asuka and Ember squared off. Whenever they squared off, the crowd was really into that. But then Ember ended up tossing her out.
Yeah, Ivory eliminated by Asuka, and it came down to Nia, Ember, and Tamina.
There's
a huge "Let's Go Ember" chant at this point. Tamina was eliminated by Ember, which means you're down to Nia and Ember, who of course were being played out as friends. Turns out, though, Zelina Vega, was never eliminated.
She was still there. Yes, she was still there. So she came in and she tried to interfere at the end, but then Nia Jax tossed her over the top rope onto Tamina, who was on the outside. She like did the press slam thing over the top rope, which was pretty awesome. And then Ember tossed out Nia, and she ends up winning it. I was surprised. I thought it would be either Nia Jax or Carmella. So there you go. They surprised me. And again, the crowd was with this the whole time. They really enjoyed this match.
Well, it was Nia that won.
Oh, sorry.
Nia Jax won this.
Oh, that's right. Ember was tossed out
Ember
by her.
Was tossed
sorry,
out.
Man.
Nia
My
Jax
mistake.
Won.
My mistake. So you got that one right.
I got it. Yeah, we're talking about, of course, a six-pack challenge that we're doing. That we did tonight.
Six-pack slaughter.
It did not go well for the mouth.
It did not at all.
We'll get to those results after we do this.
But anyways, for a battle royal, it was booked well, and the crowd was into it, and I don't think you can ask for much. And the people that needed only be in there for a short time were only in there for a short time.
Match number three, Mae Young Classic Finals. Toni Storm versus Io Shirai. All of the other women from the tournament were at ringside. This is a solid match, mouth, but only 10 minutes long. I thought they could have given them a little bit longer here. No surprise on my part. I've been saying this since the beginning. It's Toni Storm's year. Toni Storm gets the win.
Yeah, she was. I mean, they both were great in this match. I like the fact that they let Jessica Carr ref this match as well from NXT. I thought that was really cool. There were some great spots in this. Storm did a German suplex on the apron. And I love how Storm, obviously the Japanese fan of me, she does the Tiger Driver. She calls it the Storm Zero. And I also thought Storm is one of those girls that has great facials with her selling and her stuff and showing frustration. I thought she was really good. Io hit a moonsault at one point, but Storm got her knees up and gave her a second Storm Zero Tiger Driver and got the pin. So yeah, the crowd, and again, crowd enjoyed this match. And at the end, Stephanie, Triple H, and Sarah Amato, who's one of the coaches at the Performance Center, they all came out to congratulate her, and they gave her the trophy for winning the Mae Young Classic. So again, even with 10 minutes, I thought they had a good match.
Next match, a little bit longer, a little bit too long in my opinion. It was the Riott Squad, Sarah Logan, Liv Morgan, Ruby Riott versus Sasha Banks, Bayley, and Natalya. There's slight teases in this match of Bayley and Sasha's friendship being strange.
Yes.
So they're going back to that storyline all over again. I was surprised this match got more time than the Mae Young Finals, but they did have a lot of time on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the spot, one of the spots Jay was talking about, Bayley had Ruby pinned at one point, and Sasha got pushed by Liv into Bayley, and Banks accidentally broke up the pin, so it kind of looked like there could have been some animosity. You could play some animosity off that spot if they wanted to at one point. And the finish, Bayley got the Macho Man elbow off the top, and then Sasha got the frog splash in tribute to Eddie Guerrero on Liv, and then Sasha pinned her. So, again, It might have been a little long. I didn't really have a problem with the length. I thought it was okay. And again, crowd was into it. Yep. Crowd enjoyed the match, and I thought the girls put on a good match.
The NXT Women's Championship was on the line next. Shayna Baszler versus Kairi Sane. Sane walking in as a champion, of course, after defeating Baszler. All of the NXT women are at ringside. I guess this is how they're saying 50 women are participating. If they sit at ringside,
squeeze a couple extra in there.
Yeah, that counts as participation. This was a good match. There were some really crazy spots in here, including one where Kairi came off the top rope with a crossbody to Shayna on the outside.
Yes.
But ultimately, it came down to, with a little help from my friends, so said the Beatles, and that's how this one went, Mouth.
Yes, that is right. There was one part eventually where they were fighting on the outside, and Sane tossed Baszler into her buddies, and Jessamine Duke was at ringside, and Marina Shafir was there as well. So the two of them were kind of getting in there. Jessamine Duke got a couple shots in, and then Duke corked Sane, and she fell into Baszler, who put her into the sleeper, and Sane eventually passed out. They didn't have her tap. They had her pass out, and Baszler wins the title again for the second time. I thought that was cool, the way they had her pass out rather than tap out, just to keep her strong. And there you go. Shayna Baszler once again has the title.
My only critique on this show, or sorry, not this show, but this match, was with the finish. Yes, I liked it, but come on, it's a rear naked choke, and it's Shayna Baszler doing it. Kairi Sane should have been out a lot quicker than what she was.
You know what? I don't have a problem with that. I think it's the only way you can really keep her somewhat strong in defeat with that finish.
Match number six, you're smacked at... Wait a minute. She got kicked in the head by another MMA fighter and then got put into a rear naked choke, and it's a blood choke. She should have been out nearly right away. Sell that hold. It was three on one. You're keeping her strong with 3-on-1 here, basically.
I don't know. I didn't have the problem with it as you did.
Match number six is the SmackDown Women's Championship, the one that stole the show tonight, a last woman standing match. Charlotte going in versus the heel mouth, Becky Lynch, the heel champion, Becky Lynch. Listen, of course, when this first happened, when this turn, I guess, took place, the crowd was all into Becky Lynch. Even though she was a heel, she was a strong babyface. It kind of petered out. But as we said earlier, this was a crowd that was there to enjoy this show. This was a crowd that was, I felt, quite a smart crowd tonight.
It was like an NXT crowd.
Yes. Yeah. And they were so behind Becky. I'm talking chanting along with her music.
Yeah, they chanted before she was even out there. Yep. Charlotte was out there, and Becky wasn't even out there yet, and they were chanting her name.
Now, this, of course, was a last woman standing match, and this is where we got the plunder on the show. Chairs, tables, etc. Despite the non-push on SmackDown this week, I felt that this was a good match to go to, a good stip to use, and these two... It was just played out perfectly, really.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it, and there was a lot of crazy stuff. They threw a bunch of chairs in the ring at one point. Charlotte did a moonsault off the top with Becky on a table, but the table actually didn't break, and the two of them kind of just slid off the table. And then, of course, they did the classic. She tried it again, and it worked the second time. But they still got to their feet after that one. There is one spot, though, in these type of matches I really would not like to see, and that is when they just cold slam someone on a ladder because there's no give. They had the ladder lying in the ring, so it's not going to break on the outside, stretched across something. Becky slammed Charlotte onto a ladder just stiff on the mat. I don't really think you need to do that. I just feel that's a really tough spot that doesn't really need to be done. The other one that I thought was kind of weird was when Charlotte tried to do all this stuff with Becky's leg with the ladder.
Yeah.
And she tried to do like a figure eight and the figure four, putting her leg through the ladder, and it just didn't work. It was really awkward. Becky had to kind of just lie there while they were doing it. So that part didn't really work. But I mean, there was tons of other great stuff. Becky did a double leg drop off a ladder onto Charlotte on the German announce deck. Becky, this seems to be a classic spot now in the last man-woman standing match. Burying the person under a bunch of stuff so they can't answer the count. Becky did that. She tried to bury Charlotte under a bunch of chairs, but Charlotte did manage to power out from all that. And then finally, Becky powerbombed Charlotte through a table from the top rope to the outside, and she couldn't answer the count. So Becky actually retains the the title. I thought it was the best match on the show.
For sure.
The crowd really enjoyed it. And I love the fact that it worked amazingly, even though the crowd sees each opponent exactly the opposite of how the company does. But yet the match and the crowd and the reaction was awesome. I thought it was great. Except for that silliness with the leg and the ladder, I thought the rest was great.
Well, if you think about this, though, the crowd goes away happy here, even though the heel retains.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because they're all behind Becky, and Becky got the win.
Exactly. Exactly. Everyone was happy.
Everybody's happy after this one. You know, there was debate in regards to what do you put on last as far as match quality, because you knew match quality was going to be higher in the Last Woman Standing match. They did opt for the Ronda Rousey match, and I do think it had to be Mouth.
Yeah.
This did make sense. There was a well-hyped angle going into this. Did you, because we haven't heard your perspective on this yet, did you have any issue in regards to the promo that Ronda and Nikki did against one another when you had the only door you kicked down was of John Cena's bedroom or anything like that? Like, did you take any issue with that, or did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it because I like it when stuff is somewhat touched with reality.
Right.
And so I had no problem with that at all. I enjoyed that. To me, that's what makes stuff convincing rather than some outrageous thing that some writers come up with. You have to have, even if it's just, you know, your big toe kind of dipped in the waters of reality, anything like that helps.
Raw Women's Championship was the main event tonight. Ronda Rousey, your champion, going in here against Nikki Bella. Of course, Brie is at ringside, and that's what they played up huge here. I mean, Brie's interference was all over this match. I still felt, though, I have an issue watching Ronda Rousey selling to a mean girl. I don't care if it's Brie and Nikki together. It's Ronda Rousey. I had no problem with Nia Jax because she is, you know, there's a size difference there, and she looks very intimidating. With Alexa and with the Bellas, it's tough for me to watch her sell. It was a tough spot for them to be in on the card.
Yeah.
It was an okay match. The right person won.
Yes. The one match I picked right out of the whole lot. But, yeah, I mean, again, I don't have too much of a trouble with that because it is kind of a two-on-one, even if it is the Bellas. I think, you know, I thought for what they had and where it was, thankfully they had a crowd, too, that was pretty into everything, which certainly helped a lot. They definitely gave Nikki a lot in the match because she wasn't going to win. She had control for a large chunk of the match, and Brie did interfere constantly. This was one spot they did, which I don't think was that great.
There's a couple in here, Matt. Yeah. There's some dangerous. This match looked more dangerous than the Last Woman Standing match.
Right. There was one where Ronda had Nikki on her shoulders already, and then she got Brie on her shoulders as well and dropped them both backwards. And it could have worked out a lot nastier than it did. It didn't really look that good. Ronda threw Brie over the announce table at one point. Nikki did the rack attack 2.0 for a near fall. They were on the top rope, and Ronda rolled her up, and they fell off the top, which again to me looked really dangerous, but because she kind of did like a small package roll off the top. But it was the idea that they rolled off the top, and then Ronda was able to grab the arm bar with that and then lock it in, and then that's why Nikki tapped out. So that was the finish of the match there. Ronda got a big kiss from Travis Brown, the UFC fighter that she's dating, who was sitting ringside. All the women came out on the ramp when Ronda got to the end to help her, except for Nia Jax. They showed Nia Jax backstage watching because she had won the Battle Royal, and she said she was going to go after the Raw Women's title. So she's definitely going after Ronda. I for what it was, I thought it was fine. It could have been a hell of a lot worse.
Uh-oh. It could have. Right? You're absolutely right. It could have. The overall pay-per-view is a thumbs up for me.
Yeah, me too.
For sure.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the last little while, we haven't had a lot of really great shows out of the company, and I thought this show really delivered. But I also have to say, they're really lucky that they had the crowd they did.
Yes.
Because I think the crowd they had, like you said earlier, a smart crowd, a crowd that was into this concept, a crowd that was willing to accept the concept, I think. And the girls, hats off to the ladies. They worked every match, they all worked really hard, except for Alicia Fox. Other than that,
they all did amazing.
And I could see them doing the show again. Yep. I could see this becoming a yearly thing.
I don't know. I mean, They could. I see this leading to the main event of WrestleMania being the Ronda versus Charlotte match at WrestleMania. Yep. I don't know if we're going to see it again next year. It was overshadowed, but I mean, as you're right, as of the results of it, you know, viewers are going to go away happy.
Yes, and I think next year, if you put it in as part of the schedule, hopefully you won't have 75 other shows around it that need to be promoted at the same time.
Oh, come on. More is more. you will definitely have 75 other shows around it. We got to take a break, Mouth. We're going to come on back. Of course, we have the lines are loaded right now. Right. And we're going to get to all of them when we return. Guess who's on the line? One guess.
I'm sure the guy we were talking about.
Yeah, Jim from Virginia's on the line. We'll get to him first, of course.
Tonight. I knew it.
It is Sunday night's main event. You're listening to it on TSN Radio. If you want to get in, 1-866-729-2562. Back with your phone calls right after the break.
What do Ring of Honor, New Japan Pro Wrestling, and Lucha Underground all have in common?
They're all booked better than WWE?
Well, yes, but the answer I was looking for is that they all sell merch at ProWrestlingTees.com. From Okada to Omega, CM Punk to Dalton Castle, and what better way to show off that you enjoy a good super kick party than by having it written on your chest? The best selection of wrestling merch anywhere is at ProWrestlingTees.com.
If you like Dave Meltzer interview segments, you'll love WrestlingObserver.com. WrestlingObserver.com is your place for the latest pro wrestling and mixed martial arts news 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Subscribers have access to hundreds of back issues of Dave's Wrestling Observer newsletter, plus daily podcasts, including a library of over 9,000 shows dating back to 2005. Check it out today, WrestlingObserver.com.
Ember doing a great job of taking advantage of that distraction. Ember's just hacking away at this tree, trying to knock it down.
Nia Jax, though, planting Ember move.
Ember's done.
And now it's just a matter of time to send Ember over the top rope. Nia Jax wins the battle royal.
And will never be royals.
Well, Nia Jax is your winner. I predicted that, but I'm shocked that that actually happened. Because normally, you know, you have the largest person in the Battle Royal, and there's someone that everyone gangs up on
right,
and throws
they toss
out.
Them. Yes, yes.
And on top of that, though, this means that Nia is now the number one contender. She's on the Raw brand. Ronda's got the title. We've seen that already.
That is true.
They're going backwards here.
That is true, yes. I mean, it was so hard with that type of battle royal, though. I mean, my only other thought was Carmella. Like, of the 20 women that were in there, there were very few that you could really go to.
The crowd was behind Ember. You could have gone with Ember Moon. That's a fresh feud for Ronda Rousey if you do opt to go there.
But wasn't that a surprise to you? I was surprised the crowd was behind her. I didn't, like, you know what I mean? She hasn't really had a strong run since she's come up from NXT, and I was really surprised actually to see the crowd so behind her. She wasn't someone that I would have even considered.
You could have also revitalized Asuka with a win there.
Right.
You could have used this to pop somebody in from NXT and have them win as well, and do almost a debut with this to move them up to the main roster. I'm not sure who, because you don't want Candice LeRae to leave Johnny Gargano's side at this point.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Bianca Belair. I just don't think it's her time as of yet. Mm-hmm. She needs some seasoning down in NXT. Let's get to your phone calls, though, and see what you thought. If you'd like to get in on it, it is Sunday night's main event, and we're taking your calls. We're going to start, at least, with WWE Evolution. After the next break, we'll get into a lot of the other things that happened this week in the world of wrestling. And, of course, Dave Meltzer is going to join us at midnight, and we have Turnbuckle Trivia in the next hour as well. But it's 1-866-729-2562. Jason Agnew, Dan Lavransky here with you because it's Sunday night and that's what we do. So let's get to it. It's Sunday night. We're talking women's wrestling, of course. Jim from Virginia has got to be our first caller.
You got to let him step
up. Hey, man, I really enjoyed it tonight. I thought it was awesome.
Well, you should have, Jim. I mean, this is
right up your alley.
Awesome. Yeah. It definitely was. Don't talk about the Toni Storm Io Shirai match. I thought it was just off the hook myself. I really enjoyed the whole thing. One thing I think on the indie circuit, Toni Storm's strong zero is a pile driver.
Oh yeah, no pile drivers in WWE.
Yeah.
Exactly. I knew that. But I like the finisher they've got with her now.
Oh, the Tiger Driver. It's one of my favorite moves. I'm glad to see one of the ladies actually get to use that move. I think it's great.
Jim, were you surprised you didn't get more time?
Yeah, definitely. I would at least give him 15 minutes.
Yeah, they only got about 10 tonight, I believe.
Yes, it was,
And, you know, I tell you what I felt kind of sorry for was Alexa Bliss, you know. She would, she got all the way up there and got injured and, you know, and she would have done better than Alicia Fox. I think we all agree.
Yeah, I think, you know, Broom would be better than Alicia Fox.
And I think, you know, I agree. I think they will have this every year. I think it's, Stephanie's got behind the women and pushing some things, and I think it's got a good chance of that. One other thing I wanted to say before I get off here, be on the lookout for Mia Yim and NXT.
Yep.
I think she's going to be a big hit in NXT.
Well, she had a good showing in the Mae Young Classic this year and got herself signed. And, you know, we've already seen her all over the place, including Impact Wrestling as well. So, you know, you see people come in and get that crowd support and they get that little bit of push to start things off. And that does count for a lot. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing her participate there. I mean, I'd like to see Allison Kay signed as well and see what she can do in WWE.
Exactly. We all have a good week, Dan.
Thanks for calling, Jim.
Right.
Lovely to hear from you.
Yeah.
An appropriate way to kick things off. Up next on the show, we're going to head up, north and west. And we're going to go to Alberta, and we're going to speak with Andrew. Andrew, how are you tonight? Andrew!
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. So what's on your mind?
From Edmonton. Andre from Edmonton, not Andrew.
Oh, Andre. Sorry, Andre. Go for it.
Yeah, I enjoyed the heck out of the show tonight. Like, I watched it. I was watching it at a bar with my friends, and like, I could see it with everybody in the bar. Like, everybody was really excited for this show. Like, and I loved it. Like, it far exceeded any of my expectations going into the show.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's the thing, because there wasn't much of a build, I don't know if people had big expectations going into this show.
I don't think
I think a lot of people were not expecting it to be as good as it was, you know, and I think it surprised quite a few. And you got to remember, too, for us, this is more a show that's really aimed at what I would call us hardcore fans. I mean, we watch more than just WWE, and since this is something a little bit different from what they usually give us, I think that that type of audience was probably watching more than maybe your regular WWE audience.
Hey, different is good. You know, in the more is more world that we live in with programming, if WWE can do something different, they are going to have some fans bite on it because, unfortunately, most of the programming is so repetitive.
Yes.
I mean, as we talked about, one of my biggest problems with this week was SmackDown and Jeff Hardy and Randy Orton again.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do we have to see the bar and the New Day?
Oh,
right? Like,
yeah.
Now you've added Big Show. That's not different.
No.
That's just the same thing.
Well, it was funny because Big E said in his promo this week about how he made a joke about how many times Big Show has flopped back and forth. I'm like, the talent's even making jokes about it.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. Any other highlights there, Andre?
Like, during the Mae Young Classic Finals is when they showed the girls in the audience.
Yep.
You just seeing Rhea Ripley clapping so slowly was the best.
I thought that was cool too. She cacked like, well, yeah, okay.
Well, they pointed that out though because she wasn't on the card, and I don't know if they're teasing something with her and Toni Storm as well because they're involved in NXT UK as well, right? So they could have been doing that. That's what they were teasing. The commentators were teasing that. Thank you very much for the call, Andre. Appreciate it. We are now going to go with one of the two ladies that joined me in the middle of the week.
Nice. Yes.
On the podcast we did, we had Sarah on the podcast and Bethany on the podcast as well, from Austin, Texas. Bethany, you gave a whole preview of this on the Patreon exclusive podcast, and what did you think? Did it live up to your expectations tonight?
It actually exceeded my expectations.
Mm-hmm.
I just wasn't sure. Like, the weakness was not in the talent. The weakness was in the booking and the promotion of the event.
As it usually is.
But I didn't know if that might kind of affect how the women, you know, performed in the matches. And also, I wasn't sure about the crowd. The crowd was hot the entire time. So major props to the crowd. Without a doubt, match of the night goes to Becky and Charlotte. I think they are a contender for match of the year for WWE main roster.
For women's match of the year, I would say for sure. I don't foresee anything surpassing that.
Oh, no, absolutely. Well, and even with, like, the men, who can you think of with the men who may have
You're right, main roster-wise, because I was originally going to flash to NXT, and that's not necessarily the case.
Exactly. So I mean, my big favorite matches of the year are all from Japan, mostly, right? So, I mean, there hasn't been a lot of big WWE main or matches that for match of the year, because the Japanese stuff from New Japan has just been so strong. But, CNE, once again, even with Beth here, didn't have big expectations going in, and it surprised her. I think
the pessimist is never disappointed. I have a shirt that says that, and I think tonight that's what we all live through.
Yes. I mean, it was a little bit slow to start off. I thought once that Kyrie and Shayna came out, you know, Kyrie and Shayna, great match. I didn't love the finish, but I see, I guess, where they're going with that. Becky and Charlotte were great. The crowd was hard for Ronda and Nikki. I didn't really watch much of that match because I don't care about the Bellas. And well, I knew it wasn't going to be there was no way that they were going to top Becky and Charlotte.
Well, that's true. That's it, exactly. I think they're lucky, too, that they had the crowd that they did, that it really didn't matter that Ronda and Nikki was last, because I don't think you know what I mean? Like, the crowd was just into everything. I think they were lucky that way, and that it didn't really hurt anything.
It did. I mean, I'm not at all throwing question in them putting that match last, though. I do think that it was what had to be, though.
Sure.
You had your two most popular female talents there to the mainstream. So it did need to be there. But I think that we managed to get the spectacle in that last match, and we got the work rate in the second to last match of the night. Bethany, any final words on the show? Any other highlights?
No, I think that's about it. Like I said, I mean, it exceeded my expectations. Yep. I knew the women could deliver. I just didn't know if they would be given the chance to. And there really wasn't. I mean, maybe you could say like Ronda and Nikki was a quote-unquote bad match, but I don't think there was really a bad match on the whole card. I mean, everything was decent to good to great.
Kelly Kelly was eliminated very quickly. So, how can you complain?
All right. Thank you, Bethany. I hope to speak to you again very soon. We are going to take a break here. The lines are loaded. Back with more of your phone calls, though. So hang on, Greg from the Peg. We're going to get to you. Hansi, you too. Regulars are still to come. But if you want to get on the air, we're taking your phone calls all night long. 1-866-729-2562. Dial that phone, get on the mouth, and myself here at Sunday night's main event on TSN Radio.
If you like wrestling, then your friends probably do too. And there's no better gift for a friend than a sweet wrestling t-shirt from ProWrestlingTees.com.
The Festival of Friendship!
From Ring of Honor, New Japan, and the Independents.
Super Kick!
To classic superstars like Shawn Michaels, Andre the Giant, and the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
The cream of the crop!
Find the perfect gift for the wrestling fan in your life at ProWrestlingTees.com.
It's time for everyone's favorite game show.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Go one-on-one and get it done. Sunday night's main event presents...
Everybody hands go up!
Turnbuckle Trivia.
And they stay there. And they say yeah. And they stay there.
It is Turnbuckle Trivia time here on Evolution Evening for Sunday night's main event. And therefore, we have a bit of an Evolution theme going on here with our two competitors. First up, all the way from Edmonton, Andre is on the line. Andre, do you got snow yet?
No, actually, we had it and then it melted.
Well, that's good. I'm sure more is on the way. After all, it's
definitely.
Edmonton.
And
actually, also, a very cold place to be at the moment is Sault Ste. Marie, and that is where Chris is. Chris, snow right now?
Yeah, actually, it is snowing outside right now.
Oh, just there was some snow in Toronto this morning as well. I can't believe it. It's not even November yet. What a cold Halloween. Anyway, gentlemen.
It's miserable out there.
Yeah, it is bad news. It's Evolution tonight, so therefore I've created a Rhyme Time edition, and all of your answers will involve a competitor on tonight's Evolution show. So with that in mind, we're going to go back and forth. All of your answers must rhyme, and get ready because steals are in place. Whoever does better will get a t-shirt from ProWrestlingTees.com. It's the best spot on the net to get your pro wrestling t-shirts. Andre, I'm going to start with you here. Remember, your answers must rhyme. Charlotte goes bowling and knocks down all the pins in two throws. Charlotte goes bowling and knocks down all the pins in two throws.
Flair spare.
There you go. Testing your bowling knowledge there as well. Very good, Andre. All right, Chris, over to you for the second one. The Raw Women's Champ announces an automobile sponsorship deal with the makers of the Civic and Accord.
Ronda's Hondas.
Yeah, you don't even need it repeated twice. Yeah, Ronda's Hondas. Very good, Chris. You got that one. Okay. Continuing on here. Andre, when this Mae Young Classic finalist was in college, she may have lived here. Andre?
Storm's dorm?
Yes, a storm dorm. Very good. Tony Storm dorm. Yes. All right. Let's keep it going here, Chris. Perfect so far. The 7-time women's champion compliments her yoga empire with a line of China. The 7-time women's champion compliments her yoga empire with a line of China. Chris.
Jeez, I think you got me on that one.
All right, I leave it over to Andre for the steal.
Trish Dish?
Yes, Trish's Dishes. That is correct. Andre picks up the steal on that one. Very good. All right, Andre, back to you for this. Okay. If John Cena showed up at Evolution tonight and wished to reignite his previous relationship, he may have had one of these in the locker room. If John Cena...
Nikki's hickey.
No, that is not the correct... I've used that several times. It is not Nikki's hickeys. Chris, do you have a steal?
I'm stumped on this one too, Jay.
It is a Nikki quickie is what we were going for with that one. Chris, I'm going to give you your last one here. Nikki and Brie market a cocoa hazelnut spread.
Bella's Nutella.
Yeah, Nutella Bella is correct. Chris, you managed two, but Andre, with that steal of Trish's Dishes, you ended up on top, and that means you've got yourself a t-shirt from ProWrestlingTees.com. Congrats, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for playing the game. And you loyal listeners, if you'd like to get in on Turnbuckle Trivia, then just sign up for the Patreon at patreon.com/SNMEradio. You do get the bonus podcast as well. And we did a really fun one this week with listeners Sarah and Bethany, two female perspectives to preview Evolution. But if you sign up at the Turnbuckle Trivia level, not only do you get access to all of our bonus podcasts, but along with that, you will also get to play Turnbuckle Trivia. I'm looking for new competitors over the next couple months, and then we'll do the big tournament starting in the new year that will lead us up to WrestleMania, and I'll get to test my booking skills to see how well I can book a tournament. Patreon.com/SNMEradio. And I wanted to let you guys know one more thing is that for those of you at the level of the comedy shows, there is another comedy show coming up. Yes, indeed, on Friday, November the 16th at Comedy Bar in Toronto, I will present the 2nd annual Survivor Strikes comedy show. Now, of course, this is my comedy show's, a version of my comedy show, which integrates a whole bunch of wrestling thematics into an improv show of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Meets Fear Factor. And with Survivor Strikes, we do it in a Survivor Series format. So two teams will be going back and forth and playing. You, the audience, get to eliminate them until we have only two players that remain. And I'll lay down a bed of sweet, sweet mousetraps. And those two performers will get on there and do a scene barefoot and blindfolded. But the coolest thing about this show, of course, we have returning champion Gary Rideout Jr., or as you guys have nicknamed him, Gary Cena. He is a John Cena super fan. His opponent, though, the other team captain, was the winner of Summer Strikes last year. His name is Andrew Fung, and, well, he's doing really well in his career. He plays a character, and get this, his character name is Kim Chi. How about that for a wrestling reference? On Kim's Convenience. So, Kim Convenience star Andrew Fung is a huge wrestling fan. He does a Nakamura gimmick when he comes and plays the show. His team will be playing Gary Rideout's team. It's going to be a fun show. Once again, it's happening Friday, November the 16th at 11 p.m. at Comedy Bar in Toronto. Tickets are already on sale. So if you want to get them, you can go right now to SundayNightsMainEvent.com. I have the ticket link up there, and you can get your seats for $15 bills. It is a night where the entire audience is all wrestling fans, and we are all in on a ton of inside jokes that is performed in a very comedic way. So by all means, get in on it. It's Survivor Strikes, and tickets are on sale now. Taking a break, we're going to come on back. Mouth and I have lots more to say about Evolution and what was also a very eventful week in the world of pro wrestling. You're listening to Sunday Night's Main Event right here on TSN Radio.
Did you think I'd lay down and die? Hold on,
If you'd like to hear the second hour of the show, please surf on over to patreon.com/SNMEradio. And for only $4 a month, you can get all of what we do at Sunday Night's Main Event, meaning the weekly show, the uncut, unedited interviews, and bonus podcast content. It's patreon.com/SNMEradio.
The world of MLW Radio never stops.